Going to get to some Auburn basketball news before anything. Bruce Pearl, the head man of the Auburn Tigers, stepped down as men's basketball coach. Will move into an ambassador's type sequence role with the athletic department as special assistant to the athletic director. The school announced Monday. Stephen Pearl obviously is going to take over. And just first, as an Auburn fan, I'd like to, you know, express just for a quick second thank you to Bruce Pearl, because I'm the type of fan, I'm a realist. If you watch games with me, basketball, football, like I'm not gonna jump around saying things that are not true, but I am very passionate, and the way that the program was when Bruce Pearls grabbed the keys to Auburn basketball, the car was almost in the shop for good. Our program was not in a good position at all. Winning maybe 10, 11 games every year if we were lucky. Nowhere to be found on the recruiting trail, even with close products. And to have a guy come in, second chance type role, that's, you know, after what happened with him at Tennessee and Bruce Pearl, and he just wrapped his arms around Auburn and really kind of embodied, you know, the players' coach sentiment. You know, players love playing for this guy, Alex, and, you know, no question about that. And there's many players that have spoken upon how great of a role model Bruce is on and off the basketball court. So I have nothing negative to say about Bruce's decision. I think Auburn fans, some of you guys need to chill out on the respect thing, because, hey, this man's 65, and he's put in a very good college basketball coaching career. Sad to see it come to an end. I am so happy, though, that Stephen Pearl is getting his chance. He was a big part in getting to Todd Pettiford, Isaac Okoro there. And to be honest, Alex, it shouldn't have been considered for anyone else to get the job. I think Auburn absolutely made the best decision that could have been made. And congratulations all the way around to the Pearl family.
I just want to say thank you to Bruce Pearl for what he did for college basketball and really basketball as a whole in the state of Alabama. You talked about it a little bit, KJ. We were kind of down in the dumps with the coaching and the playing we were getting. But Bruce Pearl motivated not only Auburn, but Alabama to get better basketball and get better basketball coaches and players in there. He's the reason Nate Oates is at Alabama, because they realized that Avery Johnson and Anthony Grant and all those guys were not the answer for the Crimson Tide. They needed to go out and get a bona fide, good head basketball coach, and they did that with Nate Oates. So I thank Bruce Pearl for being able to elevate the sport of basketball in the state of Alabama, because as much as I love watching football and talking about it, basketball is my sport. I grew up playing that. I played that throughout high school. That's my bread and butter. And I appreciate Bruce Pearl being able to elevate the state of basketball in Alabama.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Alex. It's my bread and butter, too. Happy to see the retirement for Bruce Pearl. He should be able to enjoy that and still serve on the program. Excited for what Stephen Pearl can do as well at the helm.